And it's Friday and heading toward 8:20, so you know what that means. It's time now for
Movies.
Yes, indeed. Sponsored by Wiggly's famous Eastern Market corned beef, and that's how we judge these films. One, two, three, or four Wiggly's corned beef sandwiches. Fall in love this February with Wiggly's corned beef hash at the Jagged Fork's brand new location in Dearborn Heights. See how they're serving up Wiggly's corned beef hash, and their other five locations, too, have it, at thejaggedfork.com. Thejaggedfork.com. It doesn't get any better than Wiggly's famous Eastern Market corned beef. And Greg Russell, we're joined by Rich Luzinski, who is in for Dana. Marie Osborne is in for Sean, so she likes movies, and she's going to weigh in here. I have to tell you, there's a movie that I can't recommend until I explain. First of all, I love movies about food because I love food. Like, was it just called Chef or The Chef?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was an awesome movie. Awesome movie. Great movie. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when Kim says, honey, I want you to go online and watch a movie and I want your opinion of it. Uh-oh. And I said, okay. I mean, she's never steered me wrong about movies until this time. And she says, and I got to see Brian's reaction on this. I'm looking at him. She said, the movie is called The Menu.
I knew it.
And Brian knows it. Brian, you know this because you're the movie.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking it's going to be this wonderful film about, you know, food and all of that. And it starts off, it's got this chef who's, I mean, really, he smacks his hands and everybody, he's got a team of students around him and they're like using tweezers to put things on the dish and it's all fascinating until the people start to die. Okay, I don't want to go into it. I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but give me your take on the menu, Greg.
It was kind of the same. My family and I watched it here, you know, a couple of weeks back. And we're thinking the same thing. It's like, oh, wow, Ralph Fiennes, love his work. And thinking, okay, it's going to be about, you know, something on this island. And, yeah, like you said, not to give anything away, you know, for people who haven't seen it who may still want to see it, it just began to get weirder and weirder and weirder. And you're just, all right, I know we're not going to go on any destination.
Nope, not going to do that. All right, well, I just wondered what your thoughts were. How's it doing? Is it doing well? It could be a cult classic for all I know.
It kind of is. I mean, yeah, because it's like you said, it's online. And everybody, it is one of those where everybody keeps talking about how weird it is, but everybody keeps telling me that they've all seen it. So,
well, as Kim said, if you can't recommend it, you can at least admit that, frankly, once you're into it, you can't take your eyes off the screen. And
right.
it is quite, as my sister Allison weighs in, it's a spoof. Well, there's no doubt it's a spoof.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not what you might think it is. And be prepared. It's a horror film is the best way to sum it up, basically.
Nope, that's for sure. That's for sure.
All right, let's go. What's that?
I said you won't want to eat with the menu.
That is correct. All right, let's see. We've got Knock at the Cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
And that's the new M. Night Shyamalan movie. And it's all about a young girl and her parents. They're up at their cottage, or their cabin, I should say, out in the woods. Next thing you know, these four armed strangers come in and demand that the family has to make this unthinkable choice to help save the world. And so now it's up to the family trying to figure out how do we get out of this place. And, you know, because the choice, I won't say what it is, but the choice is, you know, something catastrophic. So it's all about them trying to figure, do we save ourselves or do we save the world?
Let's listen to Knock at the Cabin.
We were called and are united by a common vision, which has now become a command that we cannot ignore. The four of us are here to prevent the apocalypse. Your family has been chosen to make a horrible decision. If you fail to choose, the world will end.
Well, there we are, another comedy. I don't know. What do you say?
Well, the voice you heard, that's David Bautista, who I've got to say, he truly is the highlight of the film. It's another one where, if you do see it, you'll understand what the story's about, where it's going. But for some reason, not since The Sixth Sense, has he been able to put that oomph factor back in the movies. Because, I said, this one is. It's all about this choice. You know, do you save humanity? Do you save your family? What do you do? And then once you get to the end and, you know, whatever happens there, you're still just kind of going, okay, but I just didn't get that, like I said, that bump. You know, that's what you always look forward to at the end of any movie that deals with, you know, like saving the world or saving the country or what have you. Yeah, that's pretty much about it.
It's right. Based off of a book, too, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is. Yep, it's a book, because I even asked him about that. I know he was one of the screenwriters, but yep, it is based off of a book.
So how many Wigley's famous Eastern Market corned beef sandwiches do you give this? Doesn't sound like many.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of like right there, you know, in that middle 2-1, you know, something like that. I mean, I'm quite sure people still go out, you know, like we always say, like the menu. It's gory? I'm going to watch it. You know,
right. All right. Okay. This next movie, I swear, I thought it was out already. There's been so much on television about it. I can't believe it's just now coming out today. 80 for Brady. Let's listen.
Aren't you tired of the same old boring lives? Let's go to the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is no place for 4 old women.
This could be Tom's last one. He's almost 40. That's like 80 in people years.
Yeah, we're 80 in people years.
I just love to see all these actresses together being able to do great work like this.
Oh, for sure, Lacey. You got Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, Sally Field. Of course, Tom Brady's in the movie. And Bob Balaban is also in it. Glenn Turman. You know, several other people. This one is a true, using an old word, hoot. It's just kind of fun because, you know, it's these four ladies who... Everybody's telling them, you know, you just sit down, stay in the house, and all like that. And it's like, they love Tom Brady. They want to go to the Super Bowl. And it's just this fun adventure that they're on. And I mean, it is. It's great. I think that, you know, especially older people, that just means people over the age of 35, will watch this movie and think, that's what I want to do.
All right.
That's what I want to do.
All right. We're brought to you by Wigley's Famous Eastern Market Corned Beef. How many sandwiches?
Well, you know, being a little bit older, I'm going to go out on the limb. I'm going to eat 4 Wigley's.
Woohoo! So there. Yeah, it looks like it's a lot of fun. And we could all use a lot more fun, as far as I'm concerned.
That's for sure.
All right, 80 for Brady. That's the pick over Knock at the Cabin. And that's a look at movie. Show. Rich Lozinski and Greg Russell on WJR as we approach 8:29.